This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. It has already been an interesting morning. Cliff Kingsbury became the first player, coach, executive, anyone associated with the Washington Commanders that publicly kind of urged Terry McLaurin to get back to practice or wanting to see him on the field, on the grass, as Cliff Kingsbury said. With a little bit more on this, we'll go out to our phone lines. My guy, AWOT, Adam Epstein, good enough to jump on with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Adam, we'll start right there. Cliff Kingsbury says, we would really like it if Terry is back. He said, with him not being on the field, it's hard to gel. What was your takeaways from the comments that Cliff made this morning?
Yeah, that was my takeaway. That's a guy that was on a trajectory to being another head coach again, in the National Football League at the end of this season. And if Terry McLaurin doesn't play, it's very unlikely that he becomes a head coach, because it's kind of unlikely this team is a 13-win football team without Terry McLaurin. So that's a guy that understands that his future could be in jeopardy in terms of the dreams that he wants to reach without Terry McLaurin. And I think I've been saying this, a lot of people have been saying this. Terry is getting bad advice. He needs to play on this current deal.
Do you think he plays on this current deal, or do you believe that an extension is still going to get done before week one?
I mean, it's just hard to believe an extension gets done. I mean, Dan, let me ask you something, because I had a listener ask me this yesterday. Why hasn't Deebo Samuel hold out, right? At the peak of his career, he's actually done more than Terry McLaurin, as much as I love Terry McLaurin, all right, and he's loyal to this team. But Deebo has had a higher peak. Deebo could sit out. Deebo could hold out and say, no, well, if you want me to put my body on the line, I need a contract extension, right? So, like, what's the difference between him and Terry? I don't really have an answer for that. That was what my caller asked me, and I said, well, the fact that Terry's been on this roster and been on with this organization for a long time, he feels like he deserves to be paid, but just in terms of the contracts, yeah, he should just pay and then ask to get paid at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, so Deebo's contract is fully guaranteed, which I think is a slight difference. But I understand the point that your caller was making and that you were making there. Do you think that because of what Cliff said this morning, we are closer to Terry eventually getting back onto the field and playing on this current deal?
I hope so. I mean, when I was there at the joint practice on Tuesday and Terry was there, I really did think, all right, day off Wednesday, they'll get a deal done. And then, you know, yesterday they were at the bubble and there was not a deal done. And now today there's not a deal done. I think this team's got to make a decision on Tuesday after the Bengals game. Michael Phillips thinks they can wait another week until after the Ravens preseason game. But I really do think that after this Bengals game, on that Tuesday, you got to make a decision. And if Terry McLaurin's not going to come and play, you might have to sign another free agent or bring in other guys to help out here. We don't have enough talent at the wide receiver room right now.
Hey, Odell Beckham Jr.'s around. He retired and then said he didn't retire. Not that I think Odell Beckham Jr. in 2025 is any sort of real needle mover, but there are other guys out there. All right, so how about guys that are actually also out there legitimately? You've been able to go to practice over the past couple of weeks. When you're out there standing and watching, who are some of the guys that are jumping out to you when the pads are on?
Trey Amos, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton, Will Harris, Mikey Sain were still. A lot of defensive guys have really stood out. And then I really think that Jeremy McNichols has to make this roster in terms of everyone loves Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt, and Chris Rodriguez was a good contributor last year, but McNichols is the proven guy, and I think he proved that in preseason and has continued to do that throughout training camp. So those are the guys that have popped for me. It's just, you know, I want to hear more about Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, Jalen Lane. I just haven't. And when I was there, it was tough. I mean, Sam Hartman's squad won 14-0. That was the final score.
Yeah, not a lot of good has been said about the offense outside of the fact that Jayden Daniels is Jayden Daniels, which that is not going to change, and then that, you know, Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt is someone that people are falling in love with, but I also recognize that people are falling in love with him purely because people are kind of done with Brian Robinson, so there's an extra element to that. Have you been able to watch a guy like a Laremy Tunsil at all when he is actually participating in some of the contact drills?
I have not seen Tunsil.
It's unfortunate, isn't it? Because I haven't seen him a ton either in the days that I've been out there. And you and I have been out there combined almost every single day. But he's a massive human being, and I want to see him, and we haven't. I'm excited about what he's going to bring, but it is tough to get a feel if we're not going to see him. And I'm not anticipating that he's going to play against Cincinnati.
Right. That's why I don't want Jayden to play against Cincinnati, because I don't think Tunsil will play. I haven't heard an update on Coleman. If you've heard an injury update on Brandon Coleman, I'd love to hear that, because I'm a little worried about where this offensive line is going to be at when we get to week one, because it's a little bit banged up right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have not either, which is a little alarming. Do you think any starters are going to play? Do you want to see any starters play on Monday night?
I want to see a few guys, yeah. I have more of a list of who I don't want to see. I don't want to see Deebo Samuel, Jayden Daniels, Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, Mikey Sain still. Those guys, put them in bubble wrap, save them for the regular season. Everybody else has something to prove, I feel like. It's going to be competing with a backup there. So there's quite a few starters I'd like to see. Those are just the guys that if Dan Quinn wants to play them, fine. I personally don't need to see them. I know everybody's saying, oh, I just would love to see Jayden go out there and go 6 for 6 and lead the team down the field for a touchdown drive. Yeah, but if he goes out there and he struggles and they go 3 and out, and then it's just going to be a circus, and or he could get hurt. There's just so many negative scenarios. To me, him leading us down the field for a touchdown against a bad Bengals defense doesn't really – there's not enough juice in that squeeze for me to risk it. I'm not doing it. Laremy Tunsil – I don't want to see him until the regular season against the Giants. I believe in these guys, a few, especially the ones that are proven commodities. I don't need to see them until the regular season.
What about guys that you kind of alluded to with Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey? It felt like we didn't see them a ton in that matchup against New England, or at least they weren't throwing the ball a ton. How much do you want to see those guys that are going to make the roster but are kind of in a position where they're fighting for time?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that those guys are out there with Josh Johnson. I'm just kind of worried that Hartman's inaccurate, and it's hard to really evaluate some of these wide receivers when he's out there. So I'm hoping it'll be Josh Johnson. That's my personal opinion. Dan Quinn might go with Hartman again because they want him, I think, to win that job because he's younger. But, yeah, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, they said he was ill, so that's why we didn't see him as much in the Patriots. Jalen Lane, maybe they were hiding him. Maybe they were, you know, prepping for him to be a special team star. I want to see more of those guys against Cincinnati. So, yeah, those are the guys. I mean, John Bates, Ben Sennett, Colson Yankoff, Cager, offensive linemen, except for Tunsil. I want to see all those guys against the Bengals and for at least a half. You know, I want anybody that is supposed to make this 53-man roster that's not maybe like a top five guy like Jayden, Deebo, and Tunsil. I want to see all those guys play. It's just the top of the top guys on the roster. I don't need to see play. Everybody else that's competing, I want to see for basically the whole half against Cincy.
Yeah, very selfishly, I want to see what that defensive tackle rotation is going to look like, because Javon Kinlaw, dude, is massive. I mean, he is literally like a god amongst men out there on the football field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do think that the defensive line is a lot bigger than it was last year, and hopefully they're able to stop the run because of that. I was talking with my buddy about who we think are going to be the leading sack getters for the Commanders this year, and we kind of pointed to like Von Miller, Frankie Louvu. Is there somebody else that's going to jump out and get a lot of sacks? Maybe a Dorrance Armstrong or maybe a Daron Payne. He's done that before.
Yeah, he certainly has, and I guess it is technically like a contract year. It could be a contract year for him, so maybe just put that up in his locker and everything will be taken care of there. So before we promo this weekend, because we definitely want to do that, Adam Epstein with us here at AWOD Radio. He's the host of AWOD Radio on 910 The Fan in Richmond. Got a big event coming up on Saturday. Your feeling right now with everything that's going on, is this going to be a 12-win team sitting here now on August 15th?
I would say 10, 11-win team. My expectations have dropped slightly. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have to be Superman, and he's going to have to stay healthy. Good thing is he was Superman last year as a rookie.
Right.
And that was the big thing. Where I talked to Brandon Coleman, I talked to Ben Sennett, and I talked to Kane Medrano, Jalen Lane. I try to ask all of them the same question. Is there one thing you could point to that Jaden has improved on? And it was a similar answer from all of them. Oh, it's so hard to give you one because he's working on another thing. But they all kind of said his understanding of the offense and pointing out things on the defense now. He's got a better grasp of that. And that's exactly what you want to hear from your starting quarterback. And so I do think that Jaden can lead this team once again to the postseason. That can absolutely happen. There are a lot of things that could slow this team down if they can't run the ball. If they struggle to win at home anytime, because we got some primetime games at home against very tough competition. We're gonna need like a 6-2 home record for sure this season if we're going to be a playoff team again. So the tough schedule, this Terry situation, a couple of the things about the offensive line, that's a question mark. I feel really solid about the defense. I think the defense will be top 15, and I think Jaden will lead this offense. The offense will go as far as Jaden goes, but if there's other pieces that can really step in, we could take it maybe a step farther. Like if Austin Ekeler stays healthy and is 600 total, all-purpose yards, and Brian Robinson's 800 to 900, and Debo is 7 or 8 touchdowns, there are things that could take this offense a step forward, but I'm pretty confident that Jaden himself, if he's healthy, will get them to 10 wins.
All right, tell us about this weekend. Tell us about football weekend.
Yeah, we will be kicking off the football season tomorrow night at River City Roll and Scott's Edition from 6 to 10 p.m. Join us for a full season kickoff show with J.P. Flame from the Sports Junkies. We've got the original Junk himself, Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, Virginia Tech legend Ken Oxendine. We'll have representatives from all the local universities in the state, ODU, JMU, Virginia Tech, UVA, and others. A high school preview of 804 football here. awesome live music from Mackenzie Ryan, Gone Country, which is Richmond's favorite country music band. DJ Duke's just back to spin the ones and twos, and we've got T-shirts, sunglasses, swag, giveaways, prizes, all going down tomorrow night at River City Roll, 6 o'clock.
And some of that swag is from these very Washington Commanders that you and I both love, correct?
Yeah. I think it's so cool that the Commanders are hooking us up with a bunch of swag. I think they understand that they had a good thing going when they came to Richmond, and the fan base loved it here in Richmond, but also people from Nova and the DMV would drive down to Richmond and come to training camp, and that ended in 2019 with Rivera not wanting to come because the Omni Hotel was too far away. And so since then, they only came for 2 days, I think, then one day, and then one event. And so it is cool that they're coming back to Richmond with a couple of guests and a bunch of swag. I mean, they're going to have you covered to celebrate the Burgundy and Gold this season at Football Festival.
Well, it should be fun. AWOD, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys have a great time out there. Anyone in Richmond, go out there, hang out with AWOD, preview the season. Appreciate it as always, my friend. Hope tomorrow goes well.
Absolutely. And I should mention our buddy Ryan Clary, the Stallion, will be performing the Race Heard Around the World against my producer, Stubb. So Stubb versus the Stallion, a race at River City Roll, part of the event.
Wait, how long of a race are we talking here?
Wait, it's old school. So the way we planned it was like, what did you guys do when you were talking smack about who's the fastest person in your neighborhood? We would race around somebody's house. And so that was what we did as a kid. So we're going to race around the River City Roll building here in Scott's Addition, back into the entrance, down the railing or down the hallway, and whoever can touch the stage first is your winner.
So it's head v head, right? 1v1.
Yeah, the producer Olympics, basically.
All right, well, that might be something that I need to check on. I'll have to talk to Clary about that in a couple hours. AWOD, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, man.
That is Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio on 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can hear him on the 106.7 The Fan as well on Saturdays here in D.C. So I asked that Max, the head versus head thing, because as soon as he said running around the house, which I did that when I was younger too, but it kind of gave me like the vibe of when Dwight wanted to show that he was faster than Toby, and he ran around the building and Pam brought a thermometer, not even a stopwatch, and just had him running and running. I just wanted to make sure that my boy Ryan Clary was not going to be stuck in like a Dwight Schrute situation where he's just running, gassing himself out for them to not actually take it seriously.
I don't know. I wouldn't take it out of the question. It feels like the, you know, that Drewski video where he's dressed up in the Patriots uniform running down the hallway.
It feels a little
it
like
feels
that.
Like it's going to be like that.
I just want to make sure my boy Clary is taken care of. You know, I don't want to see him get done wrong by any stretch. He's going into enemy territory.
He's got to stretch, know? Man. He's got to keep himself limber.
Got to warm up. Get the bands, maybe get the massage gun, something going on there. All right, we'll get back into this Terry stuff. There is some stuff I want to play in regards to Adam Peters, the negotiator, that I found to be very, very interesting yesterday. But we'll continue to take some of your calls on Terry. Did the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made this morning, does that influence the way that you are viewing the Terry McLaurin situation? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.